Chapter 32, The Action Journey and the Emotional Journey. Focus on the idea of moving your physical body from one place to another. Maybe you're in your vehicle on the highway driving to another city, or walking down a trail in the woods with a backpack filled with food and supplies. In each example, you probably have a clear idea of your destination. You're purposely moving from one place to another with an intention of arriving somewhere. We'll call this your action journey, your actual journey of action. This actual journey can be described in very factual terms. You can identify the distance you plan to travel. You can describe the weather that's occurring. You can estimate, with fair accuracy, your estimated time of arrival. There are many straightforward, easy-to-understand, quantifiable aspects to this action journey that you've embarked upon. Now, we want to call your attention to another part of your journey. And it's this perspective of your journey that actually sets the tone for everything that will subsequently happen in your life experience. For your journeys are not only the cut-and-dried factual experiences of moving from one place to another, they are much more about the way you feel as you travel. We call this aspect of your experiences your emotional journey. So, we want you to understand that you are never only upon one of these journeys. In every moment, you are experiencing two concurrent journeys, your action journey, your awareness of time and space and things already manifested, and your emotional journey, your vibrational response to your powerful moment in time from which all future experiences are molded. There are endless potential combinations of action journeys and emotional journeys, and we will offer some examples of those here. We want you to come to know that the most important aspect of any journey is the emotional aspect, for if you are aware of how you feel and are able to affect those feelings deliberately, then, and only then, will you have conscious control of all future outcomes of your life experience. We call this deliberate creation. On the other hand, if your dominant focus is upon the action journey, observing and responding to the things that are happening right now in your experience, allowing your feelings to naturally follow the patterns of your observations, and making no effort to guide your feelings but merely responding to conditions and circumstances, then you will have no conscious control of your own life experience. We call this creating by default.